Thank you. You know, you got to watch out for that kind of thing. I mean, these guys, you know, they get ahead of steam. And I wouldn't deny anybody's right to live as he or she wants to live. I don't judge people. That's one thing. I am non-judgmental. It's just not my cup of tea to be down there screaming, "Wee!" I mean, some places it's considered just standard behavior, and I don't want to be, you know, a part of it. I mean, you got your right to live as you choose, but please don't suck me into it, all right? No, it had to be Bill McKinney. John Holmes was certainly a man, but he had nowhere near the capacity of Bill McKinney. Now there was a man. There's a man in Aintree we all know. He'll plow the lower 40, always good to go. He don't care nothing about cooter pie. He just wants to nail the old brown eye. He's got a big log that's gnawed and battered.
It can't happen here.
He pulls that bad boy out, you'll get splattered.
Checked it out a couple of times.
Got a big ugly club full of mountain spew.
Forget it.
If you got Bombay's, then he'll love you. He's a mountain man, nothing spindly. Kinda looks like Bill McKinney. Ain't looking for nobody's money. Look at that wild man go. Now this romance can be incredible. If you straight men apply it to the hetero. Convince your spouse, there's no need to flinch. The only difference is about 1 inch.
Hello, teenage America.
This all right can be a lot of fun. Going where there's no shining sun. Also known as La Parisienne. Look at that wild man go.
You have no taste. A lousy sense of humor. Touchback.